again, everybody. I'm Ryu Shikazi of thelifestream.net, here with another Fan's Eye View commentary for Final Fantasy Unlimited. I'm joined today by Go Soak Your Fat Head, Carly, and Jocelyn, contributors and lurker on the forum. Tonight, we're doing Final Fantasy Unlimited Episode 9, Oska, The Endless Project. So, get yourselves ready, synced up right at the start of the episode before the logo starts spinning in, and we'll start on a count of 1, 2, 3, click. Get ready, we're recorded, we've got all the time in the world to wait. Get there? Good. 1, 2, 3, click.
Lurker's actually a good tell for me. I'm like a ninja. You can't see me. So you guys will have to fill me in.
Oh, don't worry. This is actually an episode that will help you understand a lot of things. Because it's a lot of flashbacks between in details. Like Gunhamut. And Sorviathan. Which are not their real names, but are their proper names.
Okay. That's clear.
Still can't believe this guy.
And that's what we call failing gloriously.
Yeah. You did know them.
Yes, Kaze, because it is entirely not being a creeper to let a prepubescent wolf girl just freak out on you for all the time. Oh, I've been giving this literally to every new person who's joined the commentaries. The brown-haired one in the middle, that's a boy.
Yes, I was very surprised to find out that was in fact a boy.
Thanks. I wasn't entirely sure.
No one is. I
got a bomb in the air.
Yeah.
If anything, it's a very feminine-looking boy. Kind of like Cloud.
Oh, Cloud! Not even Cloud's that feminine. And Cloud was a convincing girl.
Extremely convincing girl.
Yeah.
Well, now, Don Corneo will just hump anything in a dress. You put a stack of rebar in a dress... And he will go for it.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is he chooses Cloud over Tifa and Iris.
He likes thick and with big swords.
He must have stuffed his bra pretty well too, then.
That man is seriously fucked up.
I've been hearing this theme way too much recently. Can you tell?
I can't tell.
I just love the one random English line in the song.
It's kind of like, yeah, we have a good time.
Yeah, that happens a lot in anime.
Fly to the Neverland. We love our English a lot.
I'm really motivated right now. Okay, that intro doesn't make any sense at all.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
And it's too damn long.
They like shove a lot of things together, and yeah, that's our intro.
Oh, and strangely resembles Michael Jackson.
This is what just happened. Why are you saying we will see it? Steve. Ah, I nearly had it. Though speaking of OSHA, no safety rating here, because that is a complete 90-degree switch from when they leave the train to the stairs.
Whoa.
Oompa Loompas.
Except even more creepy and formless.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be the chocobo theme?
Almost. It's a very slow...
Close.
Yeah, but, I mean, you have to drop the tempo by about half.
And sing it really out of tune.
Dun, 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 dun. No, not quite. But it's got some similarities. Kukuryu. Meeps.
That looks so good. This little shit is in charge?
Yes. He is a prince.
I'd step on him.
Oh, honestly? Low. Ride. Sorry. But yes, no, he is a complete shit.
I just want to see the wolf in the dress again.
She's still not over that.
I love the wolf in the dress. He's gender confused. Thing.
All the random things, and that's the one she focused on. Well, I think maybe he is the same one from Shrek. That's his new job.
Look at this position she's in.
Yeah, that was definitely an attempt to at being titillating.
Bending over.
Yeah.
Rubbing her ass.
Presenting it for a moment, yes.
Yes.
I'm sure it
hurt. Oscar. You are Captain Creepy Fucker.
Yeah.
The thing is, masks shield them from that spoon.
Yes.
He reminds me of this that guy thing can probably kill it away.
Well, he is wearing quite literally a gnoll face, so.
Yeah.
Which is what gnoll face was, so.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people don't realize. He's not no face in O. He's no face in OH.
Oh.
He has a no mask for a face.
Like, this guy fucking cares.
Yeah. Keep in mind, these are, like, preteens, so...
Oh, they look like they're fucking 8 years old.
They're a little older than that. I think they're 10. But yeah. They're stupidly young.
Yeah. And I saw the wolf.
These girls' tits. Like, I don't know why I love them.
Wake up their tits.
I can't stop looking at them all the time, even though they're covered up. Oh, look, the wolf in the dress!
Yep.
Yeah.
And a scarf.
Okay. Yes. And leg warmers.
I think that's their favorite character now.
That is, I love him.
Yeah.
Or her.
Her.
Him is my pet.
Lou is another female character. So.
Okay, her.
Yeah.
And look, it's that character that kind of looks like he belongs in the Hack series.
Yeah.
But I want a male wolf and dress him up like a girl. They can be, like, gender confused.
You're only interested if there's gender confusion. Got it.
Yes.
Ah, Lisa, you and your pipe-stem neck and reused animation assets. and wildly inconsistent body model.
Throw the boobs again.
Yeah. But they're slightly... Has to be gay. Slightly, but noticeably different.
And you get them from different angles, too.
Yeah.
Hey,
I love that position she's in.
Yeah. Nobody asked how this actually fits together to do something. Because that's not the point.
Clearly. Oh, they look like they actually have something similar to a mouth, but there isn't one.
Yeah.
You know, when some creepy fellows that don't really
Sonic
have
Cube of Doom!
And there it is.
Yeah.
I love how you can see their mouth talking, like, below their mask.
Yeah. Oh. It's like the low-rent, mass-produced version of the Scream.
It's like a Transformer.
They all just die?
I think they just passed out from the shock of not having any work. Also,
man,
implausible transformation sequence, go! Mecha Shiva, Mecha Shiva, Mecha Shiva. Different boobs, different boobs.
Pointy boobs. Her nipples are like pointed.
Oh yes. You poke your eye out of those.
At least they're not unreasonably huge.
They're not huge. The problem with them is simply the same problem with Lisa's character model. It's just not consistent. And granted, nobody's really consistent, but hers is the most, again, noticeably inconsistent.
Sometimes they're round, sometimes they're pointy, sometimes your nipples are facing up, sometimes they're facing down.
They're mood boots, you see.
Out the side of these two.
So, not Vincent.
I love where he shot him.
Wins 100 points for shooting the creepy guy.
He shot him right in the where his penis would be.
If it had a penis.
If he had a penis.
I'd like to point out, and it just bounced off. For you ladies, men's penises are not in their sternum.
It's that low enough down there. Don't ruin it.
All right, I'll leave you to your sick fetishes then.
He is upside down too, you know, gravity and everything.
Yeah.
I bet he sleeps that way too.
I bet he does.
White cloud, wow.
Black wind and white cloud.
All that's missing is cloud suddenly appearing there and having an argument with a guy that's not Vincent.
He's the anti-Vincent.
I still do him.
Used to do who?
The anti-Vincent.
Over Cloud? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd do anybody over Cloud. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
well. Even Don Corneo? Because I think that's where I draw the line.
Yes, but enough about...
would do Barrett over Cloud.
But Barrett's not a bad choice.
Well, he's the ugliest one to me, so I'm just picking.
Oh, come off it. We all know you've got a gun arm fetish. All the different plug-in attachments.
Yeah,
that would be something new.
But the cloud just now.
It's not Tsubayashi, right? There probably is. Though whether or not it's official, I don't know.
Well, I want the dress on it and everything.
This is cute.
He is.
The stock animation has been engaged.
Wait, these the bullets. Wolf is a guy?
I think the wolf is a girl, but I like
the wolf
to think
is a girl.
A guy.
Oh, okay.
I don't see a gender. I'm like, it might be a guy, but it might be a girl.
In my mind, it's a guy because it's funnier that way.
Perhaps, yeah.
You just want gender confused furry porn. That's all there is to it.
Him and Red 13 can get together. Penetrate.
Woo!
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. We're totally about the phallic imagery this week, folks.
If they have
we're shooting pit. Things with
don't
a gun
say.
And we're going to penetrate them.
Yes. I just love how he says it, too.
Odin with his spear that's going to pierce.
Why does Odin look so small?
Tools.
I don't know why, because he's actually pretty freaking huge. It's just a weird head. But consider how big the robot is. Or was when they were, you know, being menaced by it shortly ago.
And there's the little robot.
Yep.
See.
Also, Lisa and her O-face arts.
Okay.
See, here's the thing. The big robot got penetrated, and then a little robot
yeah.
came out. Coincidence?
Odin is totally a robot baby mama. Or a baby daddy.
I love this chocobo.
Oh, yeah. Chobi is pretty awesome. Why? Because he'll kick it the fuck to death.
See, look, now the workers woke up because now they have something to build again.
Yep.
I'm not messing around with this shit no more.
What the heck was that?
It sounded like a bird.
Yeah.
Now they're happy they're working and they're singing again.
Okay.
We're killing time in this here episode. We've got to fill the 20 minutes that were allocated, so we're going just to repeat this song all the time.
Can't get over this guy's feather in his hair.
No way.
I want to go be with him too.
Well, you're going to have to outflower Lou Lupus then.
I'll give him a flower.
Okay, you go do that.
Yeah.
What is she carrying? That looks like a beard with a creepy mouth.
Pochi poke. It's, living luggage. It will eat anything and occasionally spit it back up.
That's not creepy at all.
Oh, it's lots of creepy.
Ew.
Oh my god.
Wow.
It has teeth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't carry that around. Because I'm just worried that the next thing it's going to eat and spit out is going to be me.
Well, everything it eats gets spit out whole, so you'd be fine.
And there's the bratty kid.
I'm just trying. Oh my!
I'm just trying to understand why do people follow him. Follow him. He's a kid, and that chick that let him spank her. Why? He's a kid. Oh, the creepy eye.
Because he is officially royalty, so.
I don't care. I'm not letting a kid spank me.
I'm not saying you would. I'm saying Wonderland is that fucked up.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I'm seeing that.
His eye's not that creepy. It just looks like he smoked too much weed. You know, they're all red.
It's not the eye itself. It's the fact that his skin is massively discolored purple.
Wow, I think I'd have to smoke weed to understand this. I mean, I've seen this. I've seen this before, sorry. It's been so long. I don't think I understood it then either.
This ending. Well, I've harped on this before, I know, but that unused bar in the bottom just bugs me.
Yeah, there's nothing. It's just black.
Yeah. I don't think it's been used. And the bizarrest thing is it seems like the perfect place to put the lyrics for the actual song, and they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Matryoshka Ball!
Wow.
A prophecy.
Yay, it's over.
Oh. It's sad. I'm sad.
Is that someone's baby?
It's, I think it's a creepy, spirit. On Peni, or Peenaboo as the case may be. In any case, the recording is go.